Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen. Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. I have a very special guest with me today. As you heard in that debatatorium episode, we decided that torture was wrong. Well, in use in interrogations, only for use in private romantic settings. So we actually have an official here from the government to talk to us about what the government's been doing since it's been determined that torture is wrong. Mr. Rock Chevrolet.
General Rock Chevrolet, Mr. Allen.
Oh, yeah. General, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for having me. It's really flattering you had me on.
So what's your actual position with the government?
I'm the director of the Bureau of Homeland Seduction and Information Retrieval.
I'm sorry, Homeland Seduction?
That's right. We do all our seducing at home, and the reason that seduction has become so important in this modern world of information is that since torture is only permissible in a romantic setting, we've found that we had to bring the romance back into our information services. This is a Christian land, Mr. Allen, and we've been told to love thine enemy, and that's what we intend to do.
So, okay, I'm a little confused. So you're saying because torture is permissible in a romantic setting...
Exactly. We bring our enemies and our terrorist opponents and those who know about what they're about to do into our own bosom, so to speak, and literally. We take them into our arms and we treat them right, Mr. Allen, and that's when we can get sadistic on them, so to speak. You see... When they led us into such a trusting position that acts of unspeakable torture are just what they require of us, that's when they become most forthcoming, and that's when we can find out everything we need to know about their plots to destroy us. Because when they trust us, Mr. Allen, there's nothing about their plans to blow up our major landmarks that they won't be willing to give up for one more taste of the United States' sweet pain.
So you wine and dine the enemies of the country? I mean, what has become of Guantanamo Bay?
Well, Guantanamo Bay has been outfitted with some of the finest bedroom accommodations that you'll ever see. Some of the finest leather works that you're likely to encounter. Some of the finest wines and some of the finest whiners that the United States government has to offer.
I'm a little baffled. I mean, this works?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Torture is one of the most wonderful things about love, Mr. Allen, and not everyone gets to see that. But let's say we bring Ahmed into our arms. We seduce him. We get him to depend on us, to love us more than anything else he holds dear.
More than Allah?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. Allen, we've discovered that the only way to beat an offer of 72 virgins is to offer you 73.
73? Are there that many virgins in the United States Army?
Well, there's some different reasons cause people to join the Army, Mr. Allen. I mean, if not, then we might have to institute a draft in the near future.
A virgin draft?
Well, that might become necessary to safeguard the homeland, Mr. Allen. One never knows. But...
Well, okay, let's go through this step by step. Let's say, for a moment, that I'm suspected of terrorism. Okay, so I'm in my terrorist cell, I'm doing my thing, a sleeper cell. What do you do? What's the first thing that happens to me?
Well, one of our specially selected agents will come out here and seduce you, and that might mean different things for different people. Usually involves the usual accoutrements of sexual seduction, plus romantic elements that we've specially determined to be relevant along the lines of gifts, atmosphere, etc. And we usually have very, very specific data available for you. We know what library books you like to read. We know what you like to talk about on the telephone with your lovers, and we can provide that to you. We know more about you than you know about yourself sometimes, Mr. Allen, and you'd be rather surprised. So once we have your love and your trust, and we know how to get it, then we strike with excruciating torture like you'd never believe. And you love it.
Well, so, wait, but if I love it, why would I give in? Why would I give you my information?
Trust, Mr. Allen. You always hurt the one you love, and terrorists always hurt the country they love.
No, I thought they hurt the country they hate. They love their country, they hate us.
Originally, then they come to love us.
But then they still hurt us? I mean, that doesn't seem like it's helping anybody.
Love is a mysterious thing, Mr. Allen. That's how torture works, and that's how terrorism works. BDSM and international terrorist intrigues are really one and the same, and we've got to fight fire with fire.
So, I mean, well, what's to stop the terrorist from just calling out the safe word?
Well, quite simply, we don't have a safe word yet, which might be in contravention of laws as they stand, but we don't typically let that get in our way.
I mean, you really got to work one out. You can use, like, I don't know, rutabaga or something, and, I mean, maybe you just don't tell them that?
Well, we could have one and just not tell them, like, in case one of our torturer romancers is in danger, they could call out the safe word and then save them. Well, that wouldn't really be necessary.
No, I mean, I mean, the person calling out rutabaga would be the terrorist.
Oh, in case of what?
In case you were hurting them too much.
To talk?
Well, then how would they call it out?
True. Well, we'll keep it in mind.
It just seems like there ought to be a safe word.
In case they get hurt.
All right, well, maybe I'm not thinking about this clearly, but I'm just saying, if it's, I mean, do you, well, actually, that raises a question. Do you love the terrorists the way that they now love you?
Mr. Allen, the United States government loves everybody. That's why we're such a diverse, glorious nation today. We just reserve the fruits of our love for those of us who are in a position to accept it. For instance, if you happen to be born in a country outside the United States, we love you. And if you were born here, we'd show it. So we show them love. We've taken them into our arms, but they're not American. That's a sad thing, but it's nothing we can do anything about.
Wow. So, all right, just to sum it all up, even though torture is not able to be used in interrogations, you've gotten around this by using romance as a means to torture.
That's right. Torture is now confined to the bedroom between two loving human beings.
Well, I'm glad you're still stopping terrorists. I guess that's the important part.
Absolutely. We're stopping them in the name of love. Before they break the law.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mr. General Rock Chevrolet. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, an absolute pleasure, Mr. Allen.
And I suppose I should call out rutabaga, because it's time to end the...
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly what I do. I guess I stop, right?
Yeah, now we stop.
I stop.
All right, good night. This has been a Frank Allen interview. I'm Frank Allen.